This past week, a friend of mine taught Bible study for the first time. We had a chance to talk about her lesson beforehand. It was absolutely delightful to witness her excitement as she shared all that she had been learning. She was particularly impressed on how every little detail contributed and pointed to God's redemptive plan through Jesus' ultimate sacrifice. God's plan was carefully arranged down to the finest detail. As we talked, I asked her, "What does that reveal to you about God?" I continued to consider the question after our conversation had concluded. Who carefully arranges a plan down to the most minute detail? Why would someone go through so much thought and effort for another? Then I smiled. This is a picture of someone who is deeply in love. I immediately thought of elaborate engagement stories and other occasions where someone thoughtfully arranged particular details for someone they loved. One goes through this kind of planning in order to delight their beloved, demonstrate the depth of their love, and make plain the intense desire to be together. We hear the phrase, "God loves you." And for some, this is deeply meaningful. For others, it becomes cliché. God is love. It's what He does. Isn't He obligated to love us? The phrase, "God loves you," therefore loses its power. Some point out that God likes you. This adds a layer of meaning, but still falls short. I desire that you realize God wants you. He sees you as His precious beloved. He has arranged and completed a plan down to the most minute detail so that you may know His love and be together with Him. God wants to be with you. He wants to delight you with His love. Imagery of the Lord as bridegroom and His people as His bride is found in both the Old and New Testaments. I love Isaiah 62:5, which says, "As a young man marries a young woman, so will your builder marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will your God rejoice over you." This beautiful trail of committed, delightful love continues throughout Scripture and culminates in Revelation at the wedding of the Lamb. The custom of betrothal during Jesus' time also reveals much about God's love. It amazingly parallels God's redemptive plan. It's another instance where I have found God at work in the smallest of details, revealing His great love. This brief time together on the blog is not sufficient for me to relate every detail, but I'd love to come share with your group or church. You can see the events page for more details. I will share some details here, though. If a couple was betrothed, they were legally married, even though they did not live together or even see each other. Once the betrothal was official, the groom left in order to build a room onto his father's house. This room would be used by him and his bride during the 7-day wedding feast. It needed to be well constructed and supplied with all they would need during those 7 days. This was not a short-term project. It could take months or even a year to complete. In the meantime, the bride was to wait faithfully. She did not know when the room would be complete. However, she did know that her bridegroom would come for her when it was time. How was she so confident of his return? Because he had paid a high price for her hand in marriage. Christ is our bridegroom, and we are the bride. He paid a high price for us. Christ is preparing a place for us, and will return to take his bride. As the bride, we are to remain true in our daily lives, faithfully awaiting the appearance of Christ, our groom. God longs to delight you with the details of His love and planning. He has arranged so much in order to be together with you. Be faithful as you wait for that precious day when faith becomes sight.